Parashat Hashavua, and yesterday in Parashat Sahar, the pasuk says, it talks about Shemitah in the beginning of the parasha, the seventh year, when we don't till the soil. And it says that you're not supposed to collect any of the food on Shemitah. The chisam, romano chav, ashana shiz, hey, lo nizir, lo nasev, suasenu. The tibis is brechasi lachem, ashana shishis, rasus, asatua, vashlosh, ashanim. Maybe you'll ask, what do we eat that year, in the seventh year? We don't have enough food, because we didn't plant anything. The Torah answers, Hashem will supply you with whatever you need, and will make it grow three times as much. The Sfarnos has a very interesting point there. He says, why does the Torah have to say, if you'll ask, what will I eat, then Hashem will give his bracha and the 6 year will grow enough produce for 3 years. Why doesn't it just say that Hashem will give his bracha to make sure that you don't starve and you have food for 3 years? And the Sfarnos answers as follows. It says in the previous pasuk, for nothing on earth, period, the chalfim lasova. The fruit will give its fruit. Earth will give its fruit. The chatam l'sova. Rashi says, "Apetochem mayayim tei bracha." You'll eat and be satisfied. Even inside of your stomach, the food will expand, so to speak. It'll multiply to make you full. Which means that you'll eat a normal amount, a very small amount, but it'll make you full, even though you ate less than a normal amount. This one says, normally Hashem doesn't have to give a 3 year bracha in the 6th year to supply food for the 7th and 8th years. Rather, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a special bracha. That when you eat, you'll eat a little bit and you'll be full. It's only when people are gluttonous and they say, what do you mean? I want to eat a lot and I'm afraid. I don't trust in Hashem. Who says that this little bit is going to be sufficient for me for the 3 years, that every time I eat a little bit and I'll be full. I want to see food. I want to see enough. Then Hashem says, okay, if you don't trust the bracha that Hashem gives, okay, Hashem will give you a bracha that you'll have more produce the 6th year, so that you can even see the amount of produce you have. This means that this bracha, the tzivisis brachasi, that Hashem says He's going to give you more produce the 6th year to supply you for Shemitah, that bracha is not a blessing. It's not a full blessing that a person is getting because he's serving Hashem, but rather it's for the person that doesn't have enough emunah in Hashem. Then Hashem is going to say, look, if you don't trust, then, okay, then Hashem will give you enough produce that you could see. Hashem will give you more produce that you could see what will satisfy you through the 3 years. What this means is that Hashem wants us really to be ma'amin, to trust in Hashem, that what He gives us will be sufficient, and we can rely that on Him to give us enough livelihood for whatever we need. It's not necessary for us to look and to always think about tomorrow. The Gemara says that a person that has what to eat today and asks, what will I eat tomorrow, is miktani amuna. He's from a low level of trust in Hashem. He has a low level of trust in Hashem. In the Midbar, when Bnei Yisrael had to receive the man every day, then people learned to trust in Hashem. I don't see anything at all for tomorrow. I have zero. Hashem will send some more man from the heavens tomorrow. And this was a lesson that was supposed to last Klal Yisrael throughout the generations, which is why a bit of man was hidden away next to the Aron to last forever, so that the Navi was later able to show Klal Yisrael and see, look, Hashem can supply for you. Trust in Hashem that He will take care of you. You do whatever you can, but trust in Hashem. Hashem will supply for you. Don't ask always, where is it? What is it? I want to see it. I have to see. It says right in the parsha that you're not allowed to collect neshech or ribbis. You're not allowed to collect neshech or tabis from someone. When you loan someone money, you have to do them a favor. Loan him money, take back the same amount of money as you gave him. You got back the exact same amount of money. Don't ask for any side benefits. Don't say, well, pay me another $10 because you had my money for 10 days. I wasn't able to use it. When you do a chesed, that's full. Lend him the money, lend a fellow Jew the money, and when he pays you back, don't ask for anything more. If you give him a car, you could charge rent. Give me back the car and give me rent. You used it up a little bit, but if you're giving him money, he's not using it up. He's giving you back the same money. It would have been the same had it been in your hands the whole time. So then, Hashem says, don't charge ribbis. If a person charges ribbis, it's called neshech. Baal Turim says neshech is the gematria zeh nochosh. This is the snake. Zeh nochosh. In what way is it similar to the snake? And so a sefer shir tzava that explains that it's similar to the snake because we find that Hashem told the snake, offer lachmo, because he sins, you will have dust, you will eat dust. The Midrashim asked, what kind of a punishment is this? Now he has his panasa wherever he goes, he has dust. And there's a Midrash that answers, Hashem is sending away the snake and saying, you could keep your livelihood, you could keep your food, wherever you go, you'll have what to eat. You won't have to come and rely on Hashem to send you your food every day, like the other animals. The other animals, Hashem sends them their food every day. They have to hunt, Hashem sends them the prey. The snake doesn't require their food every day. That's what it means, offer lachmo. They could eat bread. That's what the words of the Torah are trying to get across. If a person charges ribbit, then nachash. He's like a nachash. He says, I don't want to have to rely on Hashem to send me a parnasa tomorrow. I want to have it all set. What's ribbit? He says, I have a no-fill deal where I could only gain. I'm getting back all my money, exactly what I gave, and I'm getting, in addition to that, $10 a day for every day. Ribbit is the parnasa of a person that doesn't trust in Hashem. If a person rents something out, something might happen. He might lose his entire car. If a person lends money to ribbis, he's trying to make a no-fail deal. That's Zen Nachash. He's trying to be like the Nachash. Says in the Mishnah of Kedushin that really I shouldn't have to work for my panas at all, for my livelihood at all. Just like Hashem provides for all the animals, Hashem should provide for me, Kol Shekein. I'm the center of creation. But Hareyosi Maisi V'Ketachtis Panasasi. I've sinned. I've lost my panasa. If a person trusts in Hashem, Hashem will provide for him no less than for the other animals. And therefore, a person should not resort to ribbit, to usury. A person should not doubt Hashem and say, how will I support myself during the Shemitah? A person should rely on Hashem. If Hashem says, do this, this is a permitted livelihood. This is not a permitted livelihood. A person's livelihood is supposed to be something that he doesn't know exactly where it's going to be coming from. And he should trust in Hashem, and Hashem will take care of him and provide for him whatever he needs.